Pre-Diabetes Awareness Partners.
This is Alexa. You're listening to News Radio 560 KPQ.
This is The Agenda from News Radio 560 KPQ and KPQ.com, where topics of local concern affecting you are open for discussion. And now your host, Michael Knight.
Well, 15 to News Radio 560 KPQ. Good afternoon. Michael Knight, the host of The Agenda. We're here in our palatial radio studios looking out on the Avenue of Dreams. It's a beautiful day, a little chilly. And I do apologize for turning over all the activities to poor Kevin and to Dave Bernstein, but I was sick for a couple days. I don't think I had the flu. I had the whatever flu backwards is, Eulaf. I had the Eulaf. That's what I had. And it was quite a thing to get over. Anyway, I saw a lot of bad television. I couldn't get out of bed, so here I am back on the scene. And I am now, I just wonder if I'm too weak for the challenge that faces me today. Because if you remember, just a year ago, we had the top 10 of the personalities that go on to become the queen and the princesses for the Apple Blossom Festival. But before that, they're just normal people who become the candidates, who become the anointed ones, who become, they walk around town in crowns and tiaras. It happens. It just happens so magically. Well, right now we're at the time of the top ten are about to make their choices. Will they advance? Will the gods smile upon their efforts? I don't have the answer to that, but I can tell you what my impression is. My impression is, and this is formed now with three sets of these interviews, just embarking on the third. That is that the women chosen, the top ten, are just that. It's not that you have you don't look at the top ten place and then say, but the top five are really the best place. No. It's the top 10 plays, and I think that's the way it should be for the girls, too. But it's not going to be that way. The top three is the way they do it. I don't have any matter. I don't have a vote. I don't get a... No one asks my opinion. But I get to meet everyone, and that's really something that I look forward to. So let's meet them now. Up first is Bailey White. Bailey, how are you?
I am doing well, thank you.
And her compadre... What do you call yourselves? Sisters? How do you refer to the top 10 amongst yourselves? Cohorts? Hopefuls? Maybes?
Candidates.
Candidates. And with her is Lorena Zepeda. Thank you for being here, Lorena.
Thank you for having us.
Now, you guys went to separate high schools, right?
Yes.
Which did you go to, Lorena?
I attend Eastmont High School.
You have a little voice. We've got to get you closer to your microphone. Okay. Speak.
I attend Eastmont High School.
Eastmont High School. And how about you?
I go to Wenatchee High School.
You have a big voice. I'm going to turn you down.
I do.
So, Larry, you guys are way up. Let's see if I got this right. Try that again, Lorena.
Hi.
There you go. All right. I think we have them balanced now. Did you, when you guys were going to your separate schools and living your separate lives, did you ever meet one another?
We did not. I actually met Bailey's sister because of a cross-country meet, but I now know Bailey.
That's actually not true, Lorena, because I remember you. You might not remember me, but when you were at cross-country state or districts, I definitely saw you with my sister. You gave her a hug at some point, and I thought you guys were so nice.
Oh, I believe that was state then.
Yes, when you gave them the gift.
Yes, but I don't remember you.
It was so cool. Lorena and one of your teammates went up and gave my sister and a couple other girls these, like, gifts, which I thought was so cool and sportsmanly. Anyway, my sister loved it. So I knew Lorena, but...
So my question was going to be, that's fascinating that you met each other and have no memory of it, but that's good.
That's okay.
But the interesting thing is, do you find that your lives, as separate as they are, but two rival high schools on different sides of the river, are the same, different, impossible to compare?
We share a lot of aspects. Like, she participates in the Apple Leaf, which is the school newspaper, and I used to participate in it. She's the chief editor, I believe.
Yeah, I'm co-editor-in-chief.
And what did you do for the paper?
I wrote. I was an editor as well.
And how come you put that aside? You had to move on to other challenges?
Well, I did. I chose to take different classes to help me train for cross country, so I chose to do weight training instead of writing.
Wow. Yes. Well, we've had a lot of references to running here already, Lorena.
Yes.
Tell me about how you began your career in track and field.
Well, I was in eighth grade, and I decided to start running. It was my own choice. Either I chose cross country
or... You just felt like running? You wanted to run?
Yes.
All right. I know that feeling, or used to know that feeling. And what did you run? I mean, most people run to first base. They run home. They run around the house, but they don't run for miles in one direction.
Well, I started running with 1 mile and a half. And then when I transitioned to high school, I ran 5 kilometers.
And what do you run now?
3.1 miles is the regular base.
A regular race?
Mm-hmm.
Is that cross country?
Yes.
And so it can be uphill, downhill, paths, sand,
a lot.
Clay,
yeah, we've
whatever.
Had a lot of terrains to run. We don't like uphills, but there's some...
For every uphill, there is what happened to the downhill.
Yeah, well...
It used to be the theory that for every uphill, there's a downhill, but that's not true.
Sometimes that's not true.
The race is over. Where's that downhill? Not today. And when did you find you had a gift for it? I mean, people who run... Get an experience from it that other people, you know what it's like, I can't run.
Mm-hmm.
They'll do anything before they'll run. And other people love it.
The feeling that you get after the race kind of motivates you, especially if you do really well, then you want to do it again and try harder and get better. So that's what motivates me.
A lot of training.
Mm-hmm.
You can't store your fitness, can you?
No. And also the friendships, they motivate me. I have a running buddy, which is Ashlyn Hill, and she motivates me to run.
You guys run every week together?
Yes, when we're training in season.
So, tell me about the weight training that came on top of all this running.
Well, I just...
You seem to be a jock. By the way, you don't look like a jock.
No, I don't.
In case anyone wants to look and see your picture in the paper or wherever it's going to be, Lorraine and Zepeda, go ahead. It's okay.
For weight training, I started my freshman year, and I used to be... a scrawny little kid, but now, well, I still am, but I've gotten better, and...
Now you're scrawny, but very well conditioned.
Yes, that's right.
Wow.
And it has improved a lot. It has had a lot of impact on my...
Just a full body workout with weights?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Especially the legs, I would assume they would be part of that.
Mm-hmm, for sure.
Interesting idea. Now let's get back to this business of you both working on the paper, Bailey White. Co-editor-in-chief of the school newspaper, the Apple Leaf?
Yes.
The Apple Leaf. Well, tell me what made you be interested in the first place in journalism, because it looks great from the outside till you have to write that lead story and you don't have it.
Good question. So my parents, when they were in high school, they went to the same high school and they were just friends, but they were co-editor-in-chief of their high school newspaper their senior year. And so it was definitely always in the back of my mind. And when I was a sophomore, I joined the newspaper. I was a reporter, and I just fell in love with it. There is nothing I love doing more than going into our journalism room and being with the people in there and whatnot. And so this year, I became co-editor-in-chief with my friend Xavier Martinez. And so I'm in charge of more like the reporter side and all of the small working pieces. So it's a really cool opportunity.
So you have to find the story and assign someone?
Yes. Yes.
And how do you decide on what stories you want to do?
Well, it depends on the story for sure. We get a lot of feedback from teachers and students for what they want to hear us write about. But it's just things that happen in the community. We try to stay really geared towards people at our high school and things that those high schoolers want to be reading. And then once that happens, we assign it to a reporter based on their interests. So we really try to give people a lot of freedom in what they want to write about.
Freedom.
Yes.
You girls have sacrificed a lot of what would be normally your senior year freedom.
Yes.
Because of the choices that you've already made. This is going to take a lot of your time.
Yes.
What did your parents say when you announced that you were about to become a princess?
Well, they supported me. They said that if that's what I wanted to do, that they were okay with me doing it.
Some people will worry about the amount of time that you have to devote to this project and to the city and to the concept of the Apple Blossom Festival when you're being asked to do so many other things during your senior year that are going to affect you, where you go to school or what major you take or what your GPA might be.
Mm-hmm.
Or even if you apply to the right school, what's the ups and downs of that one, Bailey?
Just of time management.
Time and management, and is this the right decision for me? I'm going to devote a lot of time to the Apple Blossom Festival that I could have been doing, well, something.
Yes, good question. I am very busy, and I'm involved in a lot of clubs, so being a part of this has meant that I have had to make choices. I am not able to go to things like Apple Leaf. I'm a part of ASB sometimes because of this experience, but I would say that this is the best use of my time for a couple of reasons. First of all, it's just an awesome opportunity to represent the Valley. Obviously, we get to do a lot of really cool things, and people give us really cool opportunities. But I think also, at the end of the day, by doing this competition and by being a part of Apple Blossom, we are representing the things we were already a part of. Mm-hmm. So when I go to events, in the back of my mind, I'm always thinking, am I representing the Apple Leaf well? Am I representing Wenatchee High School ASB well? And so I think we have just been given a cool opportunity in that sense.
What do your fans think now that you made the top 10 cut? Are they out of their minds? Can they, at least, you? You're top 10?
No, actually.
You were the girl I went to school with.
Yeah, the reactions are so kind. Every time I see them down the hallway, they're like, practice your wave when I wave at them. And I'm just like, oh, thanks. And
can I see your wave? Oh, pretty good. Queen Elizabeth couldn't have done a better job.
Oh.
You mentioned a lot of the activities that you ladies are up to, and you, and just by the brief resumes I have of you, you do a lot of stuff. Well, what's your planner look like? Does your phone go off and say you have a meeting in an hour?
We have to check it every single day, but
because it changes.
It does. It changes. It varies a lot.
What is an ASB culture coordinator?
So I am in charge of a group of 6 girls. We are the culture team. And so the way Wenatchee High School ASB works is that we're all divided up into these teams and our responsibility as the culture team. So as you may know, Wenatchee High School is about 50% Caucasian, 50% Latino. And so our goal is to try to bridge that cultural gap and also to increase overall Wenatchee High School culture. And so we right now are working on a Lip Dub video. I don't know if you saw the one from 4 years ago. It's a music video in Wenatchee High School. It really brings people together. And I think at the end of the day, that's our goal, is to bring the school together and bridge the gaps that definitely exist.
So you're working on video number 2.
Yes. The other one was 5 years ago. So none of us were in it.
Has it been written and storyboarded and all that?
It's basically a music video. It's about 11 minutes and people lip sync to different songs. So yeah, we're in the early planning process because it is happening in April, but we have the playlist down right now. So yeah.
Lorena Zepeda, you're in the National Honor Society.
I am.
And an FBLA member.
Mm-hmm.
You'll forgive me, I don't know all those initials. What does it mean?
FBLA stands for Future Business Leaders of America. And we had a conference the 19th of January, in which I, along with my partner, Allison, we placed 4th in hotel management. And so we will be possibly going to state this upcoming March.
So FBLA lets you compete in different categories?
Yes. It can either be accounting, math, computer science, stuff like that.
And the member, I do know what the National Honor Society is, mm-hmm. but how does one become a member?
You have to have a certain GPA.
A certain?
Well, it has to be 3.5 or above. And you have to be involved in your community. You have to have certain classes such as AP classes or honors classes. And that's about it.
So what AP classes do you love that you
take? I have AP Calc.
You don't?
I do.
I know you do.
I'm looking forward for the AP test, actually.
Calculus is something you enjoy?
Yes, I want to pursue a career that involves a lot of math.
Well, let's talk about that. Apparently you want to study
aeronautical engineering?
I was going to say something else. Aeronautical injury. Yeah, engineering. I imagine that you're going to need a math background for that.
Yes.
What sort of flying objects are you going to design?
I am thinking of airplanes. I have a passion for airplanes ever since I traveled at a young age. I looked at the airplanes and I wonder how the machine works, how the motor, simply the whole object just amazes me.
So you're going to design passenger jets?
Possibly.
Military jets? Futuristic test models?
I have not looked
models?
Into that yet. But.
And where do you think you go to school to do your aeronautical engineering?
I plan to assist WSU, but I do have my mind open to go to Wenatchee Valley College possibly for the first 2 years and then finish my career.
At WSU?
Yes.
What about you, Bailey? I know there's so many other things on your mind. Don't pick a college right now, but you must have looked ahead a little bit in terms of what you want to do. Without saying where you're going to go to school, do you know why you want to go a bit more and what you want to study?
Yeah, so I applied to a lot of schools in the state. Right now, I am looking more specifically at UW and Gonzaga. I want to study marketing and political science, and ultimately I want to be a campaign manager. So I think marketing is really cool, and I think the best product you can market is people, And so I've been really interested in that all through high school with student campaigns and whatnot. So I think it would be really exciting to pursue that through higher education.
Did you ever run a student campaign?
I have. I've run six.
Wow.
A lot of my friends have run for different DECA positions. Last year, my favorite campaign I've ever done, my friend ran for state president, different ASB campaigns. My sisters ran for a couple of things. So yeah, I love student campaigns. It's my favorite thing. It's the best way to help my friends out while also doing something I love.
So after 4 years of that in college, you think you might love it, or is there a chance that the dirty tricks aspects of politics might take the fun out of it for you?
That is a great question and definitely something I consider. But I firmly believe that if I am working with candidates I believe in, that that will never factor in. I really firmly believe that regardless of political stance or the issues or whatnot, if you are thoughtful and compassionate, I think that's the number one thing we need to be looking for right now. And so as a campaign manager, those are the people I hope to work with.
Well, as a future campaign manager, you can probably take a look at the growing list of candidates for the presidency, and they're all women right now. Mm-hmm. We don't have a complete list, and there could be as many as 20, but this is a time for women in politics.
Absolutely.
Excellent. All right. You mentioned DECA. What is DECA? Or, yes, D-E-C-A, capital letters.
Yes. DECA is actually very similar to FBLA. It's also a business club. So Wenatchee High School has DECA and FBLA. It's very similar. You compete in different business events. And so I have competed in business law and ethics with my partner, Megan Delvo. And then more recently, I've competed in community service project. So you have to play a community service project. 1 year, I coordinated a book drive, and we collected books for after-school programs, and then last year we hosted a father-daughter dance, and then we go present that at competition.
And that was one of your ideas, the father-daughter dance?
So actually the father-daughter dance has been going on for about 4 years, but we had an advisor shift, and so it stopped for a year. We brought it back. It wasn't our idea, but we were the first student team to ever take it on.
Marketing and political science. I just can't get past that, because you want to do a double major to become a marketing expert and a political science expert.
I do.
Have you ever heard this idea about advertising is that it should be at least fundamentally true? That's a laugh line, actually, Bailey. the reason I mention that is, of course, we assume that advertising is somehow fundamentally untrue.
Right.
And only under the greatest scrutiny would anyone tell you the exact contents of their product or say something somewhat negative about their product on television or something in that in a controlled atmosphere. You have a message. You paid for it. You're buying 5 minutes on Fox News to say something that you want to say about a product.
Right.
Do you have to tell the truth?
I believe you always do, particularly in political campaigns. I think that's something that we've seen as an issue in the past couple of years, and I definitely think the new wave is going to be being transparent. I think that is what America is going to want. But again, political campaigns are a different kind of marketing than any other kind.
Your generation's dying to get a hold of the reins of the nation, isn't it?
We are. Absolutely.
I'll be very pleased to watch all that. You work with Lighthouse serving food.
Lorena? I have.
Were you surprised at how many people rely on the Lighthouse for food?
I actually was. I didn't know what that place was until I went for the first time with my friend. And her dad took us there. And then we were there for pretty much the entire afternoon and evening serving food. There was a lot of activities for the people to do. There was a singer, and we served food for them and told them to have a good day.
A lot of hungry people?
Yeah.
What did you learn about them?
Well,
just by looking, just by watching, just by serving them.
I learned that they were generous and that all of them are going through difficult times in their lives, but They're all just like us.
Did you ever feel how fragile the world is when you see the conditions that some people arrive in through
Certainly.
No fault of their own?
Yeah, especially if you put yourself in their shoes, then you can really get a hold of what life is like.
I've seen your favorite movie, McFarland USA.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that's a runner's movie, of course.
Yes.
But it's also a movie about the impossible happening. Especially with some of the guys in the movie that you love, but you say, well, he's never going to be a runner. But they became quite a running, in fact, they're still a running school. They're known all over the state of California for that.
California.
Tell us that story.
Well, it's a story about five Hispanic kids who are amazing at running, but the coach is telling them to run, except they can't really run because they work in agriculture with their parents, and they don't really have the time. But the coach insists them to run for them, like for this school. And so they end up running, they train, they compete. At first they don't succeed, but once they put in a lot of hard work, they really got far, and then they ended up winning state.
And it's a true story.
Mm-hmm. That's the best part.
Those are the great ones. Mm-hmm. Now, I don't know Dancing on My Own, your favorite song.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not going to ask you to sing it, but why is it your favorite? What is it about that one song that makes the difference?
I think it's so beautiful, the tone, and I can really relate to it because Dancing on My Own just means, like, doing your own thing compassionately. So that I can really relate to it.
That's the voice of Lorena Zepeda. Bailey White is also our guest. They're both in the top 10. They're on their way to becoming an integral part, perhaps, of this year's Apple Blossom Festival. Also, I want to thank their chaperone, Wendy Focht, for coming by today as well and helping us out with our preparations for the day. It's 12:35. I've talked too much, but there's more to come. Don't leave us now. We'll take us up to 1 o'clock. We have more to say about the top 10 individuals that we're going to learn more about. Lorena Zepeda and Bailey White.
Don't miss what's important to you. For news on the go, download News Radio 560 KPQ.
The Agenda with Michael Knight on News Radio 560 KPQ and KPQ.com.
At 12:39 in the afternoon, I'm Michael Knight. My very special guests are Bailey White and Lorena Zepeda. They're both in the top 10. It's possible that we're talking to the queen and one of her princesses right now. Can't be two queens, but there could be two princesses. So it could be one queen, one princess, two princesses, or off to college you go.
Yeah.
Without another look back. Now, there's a winning and a losing aspect to this game that you're in. And I don't want to overemphasize it, but what's it feel like knowing that so much is at stake and you have no real total control over the outcome? Anybody?
All of the girls on the top 10 are great. It is such an incredible group. This year, and it seems like every year, but obviously I only know these girls. So I think, I mean, obviously I can't speak for both of us, but I think we all really love one another and want to see one another succeed. And so regardless of who ends up winning, I mean, there'll be some disappointment, of course, but we'll be happy for the other ones.
Lorraine, I have a question for you, and it's about Bailey.
Mm-hmm.
She claims that her favorite thing to do in the summertime is to jump each and every day into the Columbia River with her clothes on.
Okay.
And then walk home dripping wet.
Bailey.
Would you ask her if that's true?
Is that true, Bailey?
That is true. I love the Columbia River. Maybe not every day, but like 4 days a week, probably. After school, during school, love it.
So often we can find you in the river.
Often, yes. That's where you can find me.
Now, do you splash around and get wet and then go home, or do you swim a couple lengths, or what's your ritual?
Well, it depends on where I'm swimming in the river. We have lots of good parks with water access. So depending on the part, I'll stay in for a while.
You would know about that.
I would. Yeah. Yeah. So it just depends. I don't know. Depends on the day. Depends on who I'm with. Depends on where I'm at.
I'm just fascinated by that. I don't know where to go with it. I don't know why you do it. I don't. do you have, maybe you know why she does it?
Well, I sometimes do it, but I do it for a reason, not just because. Sometimes
What's the reason? When
I'm on a hot run, like I'm talking about close to 100 degrees, then the whole team goes to the river and we jump on the river and we splash around, and then that's a refreshing feeling.
Well, anybody who's run a couple miles on a 100-degree day understands how refreshing and necessary that one is.
Yes.
But I'm thinking, Bailey, that's not the situation with you.
No, I'm not a runner. I wish I was a runner. My sister's a runner. She does the same thing. She loves it.
Yeah.
What is it about The Hunger Games that I don't understand? Why is it your favorite book, and what do I have to do? Do I just go right back to the beginning and pretend it's not a movie?
Well, in my classes, we go really in-depth with dystopian stories, and I can understand the novels and the movies on a different level, I think. I can relate to the main character, Katniss Everdeen, and I just love the dystopia and pretty much everything that goes on the story, because I can understand it to a different level. it's more complex and it means a lot more than just it's regular.
It's your book. You are welcome to it, and thanks for that comment. Orson Scott Card wrote a book called Ender's Game. What's that one about?
Yes. Oh, man. I love Ender's Game. It's science fiction, and I normally am not a big fan of that, but it's my favorite book. It's futuristic, and it's about a guy who goes up to the space station, and they're trying to defeat basically these aliens. Obviously, that's long story short, but there is a twist ending, and I will not ruin it for you, but I think everyone should read it, regardless of whether they're a science fiction fan.
And you didn't see it coming?
Not at all. It's in the last four pages, and I remember being at the very end and being like, what in the world? How can this wrap up? And then it did. It did. So good.
You must be tough in the way that kids are tough who move a lot when they were developing, when they're growing up. You moved a lot.
I did, yes.
How did that come to be?
So my parents were both English teachers for years and years, and then they both changed their mind and decided to get totally new careers. So now my mom is a speech pathologist and my dad is a counselor. So they both had to go back to school for that. So we moved around a bit for them to go to school. We lived in Ellensburg originally. We ended up here, but it was definitely the best thing that ever happened to me. I was a super shy elementary schooler, and moving around forced me to become someone who was good at making friends, good at walking into rooms alone. So, yeah.
So that worked out for you.
It did.
And your parents are happy too?
It did. Yes, we love Wenatchee.
Well, I have not lived here in Wenatchee my entire life either.
Where were you born?
I was born here in Wenatchee. But at a young age, I lived over in Mexico for 5 years.
Wow.
And then I came back when I was about in third grade, so I had to learn English again.
You mean you knew English and lost it and then had to relearn it?
I learned a little bit because, you know, I was 3 or 4.
Right.
And then,
not much.
Yeah, I lost it. I learned Spanish, so that was a good point.
You still have your Spanish?
I do.
Bueno.
Yes. And then we came back about 8 years ago, or I think this is going to be our 9th. And so now I'm taking AP classes. Like, I'm pretty advanced in English, in my opinion. And that was a great impact. I like here. Wenatchee Valley, it feels like home.
Where'd you go to Mexico?
There's a state called Querétaro.
Mm-hmm.
It's close to Mexico City, but most of my friends that their parents are from Mexico, they don't know where that state is because it's not so popular. It's pretty small.
Yeah. Have you seen Roma?
The movie?
Yeah,
no,
the movie.
But I heard about it.
Well, I've heard a lot about it too, but the fascinating part is that the people in it that are winning actors, winning best actor and best story and best, are all amateurs.
Mm-hmm.
Not amateur humans. It's their human story that gets the whole thing told beautifully.
Mm-hmm.
So that's kind of magical for me.
Mm-hmm.
And plus, if everybody says it's such a great movie, then we have to assume that they've got something good there.
Mm-hmm.
Bailey and Lorena, Bailey White and Lorena Zepeda are my guests today. I'm going to have to take a break. But when I come back, we're going to ask you what you've already learned about yourself since you became the candidates for Princess, right after this.
You're listening to The Agenda on News.
Faucet leaking. Listen closely. Pete. 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 Your leaky faucet is asking for Pete Plumbing to repair it. Pete. For all your plumbing needs, contact Pete Plumbing at WenatcheePlumber.com.
Pete.
Or 662-8626.
Pete.
The Agenda with Michael Knight on News Radio 560 KPQ and KPQ.com.
My very special guests are Lorena Zepeda and Bailey White. They're both top 10 candidates for the queen of the prom, the queen of the hop, the absolutely apple blossom queen for the... And then it's the 100th. Can you believe your luck to be in the running for the 100th?
Yes, no. We are lucky.
We are.
Does that resonate at all? Like 100 years? Yeah, that's what we thought.
I had no clue. It amazes me. It's a beautiful tradition.
Now that you're wrapped up in it, what have you learned about the women who have gone before you in this position? Good things happen to them for the most part.
Mm-hmm.
And is that an accident or is it part of the system? Part of the way it should be for people who live productive lives?
I believe that's part of the system. That's its intent. It opens a lot of doors. So like Darcy, she was a queen back in 1980-something, I believe. And now she is our coordinator for...
Oh, yeah, she's the boss,
yes.
That's for sure.
And I think that's amazing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, she really loves the whole production. She's the administrator, but that doesn't really describe her job very well, does it?
No.
Everything gets run by Darcy.
Mm-hmm.
What's the next big event for you that you're planning for that's on your calendar?
Well, we have an etiquette dinner tomorrow.
Ooh.
We're going to learn a lot.
Are you going to be tested at the table?
Yes. I believe that's what... Well, we're going to have dinner, but I guess they're going to teach us how to have dinner.
What about... Now, that may sound silly to some people, but table manners are not an inconsiderate weapon to be having in you if you're a woman in business,
mm-hmm.
a professional of any sort.
Right.
A student that has great plans for her for her or himself. Mm-hmm. These are the things that get you to the next step in many ways. Not just to show that you're finishing or your upbringing or the care to detail of the niceties in life have been seen to, and it's important. Do you agree?
Of course I agree.
Yeah. Absolutely. I think a lot of this stuff is preparing us really well for life.
Mm-hmm.
Which is the salad fork, then?
Oh, man. The small one?
Yes.
Question mark?
There you go. The little one on the right, right? Or on the left? Which is it? On the left. Knife's on the right, because that's my right hand. Okay, good for me. I'm always impressed by these interviews, because I just see that there's no way that I would be able to make any sort of a decision about who goes and who's left behind. So... to my way of thinking, and I think I have some taste in human nature, you're both great.
You both
deserve full consideration. So what happens from here on out doesn't matter. Just play the good game. You know, run like you're going to win, and whatever happens, happens. By the way, what do you do when you're behind and you don't think you can catch them, but you think you have to catch them? What do you do?
When I'm behind?
Yeah, you're running number two in the race. There's 100 yards there, 100 yards to finish, and you're just out of gas.
Oh, you just have to give it all you got.
What do you call that? What do you call your kick? Do you have a name for it?
Runner's high is what we usually call it when we feel like we can't do it anymore, but our body's
somehow
still
you still do it?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. So it does feel that way. You feel like you can't run anymore.
But you're somehow doing it.
You just managed to pull further and further into the race. Well, good luck with that to both of you.
Thank you so much.
My pleasure to meet both of you. That's Bailey White on the right. That's Lorena Zepeda on the left. Good luck to both of you. Congratulations.
Thank you.
You're listening to The Agenda on News Radio 560 KPQ and KPQ.com.